I'm gonna try to get one answer per question so we can do more questions.
Oh, I think, although I'm talking to the audience, it's kind of missed it. Well, I think Brian should have a chance to answer this.
I like it a lot better when they were both graduate students.
The answer is yes, of course. Well, the question was, could string theory have any implications for what, understanding the Big Bang or what happened before the Big Bang, if there was a before? And in fact, many people think that the time began at the Big Bang, so the question isn't a good one. And the answer is obviously yes, because if it's a theory of quantum gravity, the real reason that Mike and I and now Brian are doing cosmology as well as particle physics is that the macro universe, and I didn't hear your introduction, so you may have said this, that because the universe is expanding, it was once much smaller, and at the very earliest moments, in order to understand the structure of the universe today, we have to understand the fundamental forces at the very smallest scales. And there's this beautiful uniformity between physics, so that the physics of the very large scale and the very small scale get tied together at the beginning. And that's what makes it so exciting, and that's what made me as a particle physicist go into cosmology, because the universe is a laboratory for particle physics. So the answer is, if it was a theory of quantum gravity and to understand quantum gravity on very small scales, the very beginning of the Big Bang, the entire universe exists at a very small scale, obviously would have implications. However, if you ask the question, has it had implications, the answer, in my opinion, is no. And that's what's been another big failure. It really hasn't given us any insight into cosmology that I know. There have been lots of ideas, but they haven't led to any. There have been tons of ideas and tons of papers. And again, I don't criticize people working on it, because maybe one of them will be right. But right now, it hasn't added any insight that we didn't have, in my opinion, just from good old standard general relativity.
Sir.